when he set out to visit all of the planet's countries by age 35. Compulsive goal seeker Chris Guillebeau never imagined that his journey's biggest revelation would be how many people like himself exist, each pursuing a challenging quest. And interestingly, these quests aren't just travel-oriented. On the contrary, they're as diverse as humanity itself. Some involve exploration, others the pursuit of athletic or artistic excellence, still others a battle against injustice or poverty or threats to the environment. This all led Chris to write the new book, The Happiness of Pursuit, Finding the Quest That Will Bring Purpose to Your Life. The book is published by Harmony Books, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Chris Guillebeau to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Very nice to have you with us. In this idea of a quest, at what point were you in this journey when you came to that word, quest?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think it began with this high-level goal of, I'm going to pursue this big quest, I'm going to go to every country in the world. It just started with a crazy idea that was in my head. It was just, I love travel, I love exploration and discovery. At a certain point, I decided to go to 100 countries. And then, as I got close to that goal, I thought, let's step it up a little bit. Let's go to every country in the world. So maybe it was about 70 countries in when I started thinking about the notion of a quest, of thinking, okay, this is actually bigger than I first imagined. So it's something that as I pursued it, I gained more confidence along the way.
How do you and how would you like us to define that term and that word quest?
Well, I started thinking about a quest as something that's broader than just a goal. It's something that has a destination. It has something that you're working toward. There's an element of challenge to it. Like a good quest can't be too easy. We don't actually want it to be easy. We want to work for it. There's going to be a series of milestones along the way. Like in my case, 193 countries. I hit that first 50 countries. I hit the first 100 countries. I'm coming down to the final dozen eventually. There's lots of levels and stages. And then ultimately, even though it is about that journey, it is about that process, there is something that you're working toward. It's about coming to the end of that quest, whether it's going to every country in the world or the athletic pursuit you mentioned or something artistic or humanitarian. There is actually something that you're working toward.
Is that different than a collection? Say, I'm going to visit every major league ballpark in the United States.
I think that's a quest. I think if you like baseball, and, you go to a baseball game every now and then, that's a hobby. If, baseball is your passion and you're trying to go to as many games as possible, that's getting a little bit more serious. But a quest is something where, as you said, it's a collection. It's like, okay, there's a set number of these things. There's a number of Major League Baseball stadiums in North America, and I'm going to try to go to every one of them. And maybe I'm going to even have a deadline for myself. That's when I feel like you're coming to a quest.
The questers that you write about in the book are focused on a very specific goal, and as you point out, often to the exclusion of all others.
They're really excited about something. They really believe in something. They have something that they have chosen to sacrifice a bit for, or at least to trade something else, off for, because they believe in it. So they derive a lot of purpose. They derive, personal happiness and meaning from pursuing this goal.
Is it better when it comes to you organically, where you say, like you, okay, this is what I want to do, and I want this to be my quest? Or does it take on a different form when we read a book and we say, okay, well, now I'm going to think about this, and it's going to be a very conscious decision, what will my quest be?
I don't know if one is better than the other. I think it has to be personal. It has to be something that you believe in. It has to be something that your motivations are mostly internal, as opposed to looking for some external validation or something. But, I think a lot of ideas, most ideas aren't truly independent. We're all influenced by our surroundings. So whether it's we read a book or whether it's we have a conversation with someone or we just look at someone else's life and we say, there's something about this person that I liked or there's something that they do, and it kind of builds over time. I think, however you get the idea, it's still your idea.
When you decided that you were going to visit every country in the world, this ultimately took you, what, 11 years?
Yeah, just about 10 and a half.
And did that feel right to you, or do you look back on that and say, oh, I should have done it sooner, or I wish you had taken it longer, or is that right for you?
Yeah, it felt about right. You know, it's like I had the goal of doing it by my 35th birthday, and so I think I probably could have done it a little bit faster, but I wasn't trying to be like the youngest person or the fastest. You know, I really did want to appreciate the places I was going and spend enough time with people. So I think that was about right. And as I came to the end of it, like I was still enjoying the travel, but there were some parts of it that were a little bit monotonous. And so like I was ready to kind of move on to something else.
As far as the checklist, okay, I did it. But as you write about in the book, there's also that deeper purpose to the quest and what you wanted to achieve. So when it was all said and done, and I assume leading to, you know, writing about it and writing about it in the book, what did you personally get out of it? What did that experience allow you to have that you don't think you would have gotten otherwise?
Yeah, great question. I think first of all, I don't totally write off the checklist, you know. It's interesting because while I was doing it, you know, one of the criticisms was like, oh, he's just kind of checking off countries or whatever. So I felt a little bit defensive about that. But then as I like wrapped it up and started processing it, I actually realized there's a lot of value in the checklist. There's a lot of value in knowing what to do next. And for me, it's like for 10 years, I had different projects I was working on. I was working full time, but I also had this quest, and that kind of consumed my life. And I always knew like, okay, I've got this number of countries to go. And I derived a lot of satisfaction just in going, you know, from one to another and continuing to make progress and eventually coming to the end. But of course, it wasn't only about that. You know, I guess I also derived a lot of, you know, self-confidence along the way. I was a pretty independent, anxious traveler when I started. And you know, like the more I traveled, the more experiences I had, the more I became comfortable, you know, in different environments, in different situations and challenges. And probably the biggest change for me was, you know, because I was just an independent traveler in the beginning, I didn't have a community. I didn't have a blog. I didn't write books. There was no, you know, business goal associated with this. But, you know, midway through, I did start writing about it and people started following along and kind of transitioned to a focus of much, much less about myself and much more about this community and trying to understand like how I could support them and, you know, how to connect different people who are also pursuing big goals together. So that was like a whole shift of the whole trajectory. And it was probably the best thing that happened to me along the way.
Did you have self-imposed rules such as I have to be in this country for this long for it to count, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of rules like that. Like I didn't count airport stops. I didn't count transits. You know, I didn't fake it. You know, I was there for usually at least a few days in each place. And I also lived in West Africa for 4 years. I was in Sierra Leone and Liberia for a year each, like right after civil wars there. So I did have a lot of experiences, but I didn't have like a ritual. I didn't have like, there's this one thing that I have to do in each place. I think everybody has to make their own rules and guidelines for stuff like that.
And so then there's the practical question of how does the average person do that? I mean, whatever the quest is, they take time. So
right.
How do you do it and still, and especially, you know, something like you were doing, which is massive, and, you know, live a quote unquote normal life?
Right. So, you know, I think, you know, in my case of going to every country in the world, one of the reasons why I became attracted to that quest was the more I tried to puzzle it out, like I'm a very logical, analytical person. I love to like understand like, okay, what's this going to look like? And how much time is it going to take? How much money is it going to cost? Like I kind of realized early on that maybe some of my assumptions were incorrect and it actually wasn't going to cost, you know, a ton of money. It wasn't going to be cheap, but it wasn't going to, you know, bankrupt me. Like the first 100 countries cost about $30,000. And so once I realized that actually gave me a lot of confidence. I was like, okay, over a number of years, you know, I can choose to spend, you know, up to $30,000 for these fantastic life experiences. Like I'm willing to do that. So that kind of gave me the courage, you know, to be able to say, okay, I'm going to pursue this. But for anybody listening who doesn't want to go to every country in the world, who wants to find a way to cultivate the value of adventure in their lives, you know, that's what this is really about, is figuring out your own quest, figuring out what that looks like to you. I think it's good to think about, you know, what are you excited about? And not just what are you excited about now, but when you were a kid, like when you were 10 years old, what did you want to do when you grew up? And what were you, did you have some crazy ideas? Is there something that you like the baseball stadium thing or like, you know, whatever. And then it's just a matter of saying, how can we introduce this value of adventure, of gratitude into our lives on a regular basis? And maybe it's not like all at once you're going to make some crazy change, but, you know, small changes are good too.
Is it important to document the quest along the way?
again, I think it's something that everybody does their own thing, but I for me, it was very helpful to write about it and, you know, to have some source of, like, some archival thing of, like, okay, I've done this and I've done this. And I think it's important to kind of build up these shared memories, and you can do that in a variety of forms.
Okay, Chris, now the big question. You've gone out, you've set your quest, and you've done it. You're all done. Now what?
Yeah. You know, I've been on tour to like 40 different cities over the past few weeks talking with readers about this, and people have asked that. And there was one city, I forget where I was, it was probably somewhere like Austin, Texas. There was this guy who said, I have an idea for you. Now you should go back to every country in reverse order. And I said, that sounds like a great idea for you. Feel free to take that one from me. So I'm not going back to every country in reverse order. I'm going to keep traveling. I'm going to keep writing, connecting with great people. I want to focus a lot more on community and supporting other people and their goals and their crazy adventures, wherever they are.
But what do you think happens to someone after they've completed a quest, whatever that quest may be? In other words, what do you think happens to people when they've achieved the goal that they've set for themselves?
I think it varies depending on the person, but usually there's this kind of sense of reflection and a sense of maybe even in some ways a sense of loss, because there's something you've been working toward for this long period of time and it's been part of your identity and now you have to do something else. And you also have the matter of like figuring out how to share it with people, because not everyone can relate to this experience you just had, like whatever it was. But I think it makes you a better person. I think it makes you better equipped, you know, to do something else later. Like there were a lot of people who were doing charity projects as their quest, but there are other people who are just doing stuff for themselves. There was this guy who walked across America. His whole goal was to walk from Portland, Maine to San Francisco. And he did that over 7.5 months. And he talked about how it wasn't a charity project. It was just something he was doing for himself. But I would argue that whole, you know, adventure kind of made him a better person. And he's probably going to be able to serve people better on the other side. So I think you go through this you know, process of reflection and saying, okay, like I've had this great experience that very few people, you know, have been able to do. So then, as you said, what's next? Where am I going to take this? Where is this going to lead me?
As I mentioned, the subtitle of the book is Finding the Quest That Will Bring Purpose to Your Life. So the purpose doesn't have to end once the quest does.
Yeah, hopefully not, right? Like, hopefully, you know, it's about the striving. It's about working towards something, and you can take value in that, and then you can apply it in another form of your life.
The name of the book is The Happiness of Pursuit, Finding the Quest That Will Bring Purpose to Your Life. It is published by Harmony Books. Chris Guillebeau, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck to you in your future travels and quests, and I thank you very much for spending time with us this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the title of the book, The Happiness of Pursuit. The book is published by Harmony Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.